Welcome to Israel 18 News at 7 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. This morning, Israel enjoys pleasant weather with clear skies in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. Haifa sees a touch of cloud cover, but temperatures remain mild. As you start your day, expect warm conditions across the region. Here are today's headlines. First, from Israel Hayom, President Trump stated 3 hours ago that the United States may renew attacks against Iran, claiming significant damage to Iran's military capabilities. Also, from JNS, just 14 minutes ago, Senator Maria Cantwell voiced concerns over recent violence in Seattle, linking it to a rise in attacks against Jewish communities both there and in Europe. Also, this hour, Ynet reports new details from 4 hours ago on a proposal to end the war, revealing that Iran demands the removal of U.S. military forces and seeks control of the Strait of Hormuz. Separately, I-24 News shared 37 hours ago that unless Iran's enriched uranium is removed, the latest conflict risks being seen as a failure, according to an IDF official warning of potential future military operations. And finally, from JTA, an incident that took place 79 hours ago in Jerusalem, where an attack on a nun heightened tensions with the Christian community, drawing widespread condemnation. Reaction has been swift on social media. Israeli activist Hen Mazig posted just minutes ago, urging action against the normalization of hatred, noting its inevitable lead to violence. Dan Bermawi, a commentator, posted 42 minutes ago, questioning the boundaries of religious practices and inviting further discussion. Middle East coverage account, Middle East_24, reported earlier today that the U.S. Central Command commander visited the USS Tripoli in the Arabian Sea, highlighting ongoing military activity in the region. Now for more on those stories, starting with President Trump's comments. In earlier reporting by Israel Hayom, Trump asserted the U.S. had significantly impaired Iran's military strength, particularly its air defenses and radar systems. This statement raises questions about future U.S. military involvement in the region, potentially impacting regional stability. Turning to Senator Cantwell's remarks. As reported by JNS, the senator highlighted an alarming rise in violence targeting Jewish communities. This follows an anti-Israel protest in Seattle 2 weeks ago. The senator's comments emphasize the growing concern of anti-Semitism spreading globally, affecting diaspora communities. Meanwhile, Ynet reveals Iran's firm stance in negotiations, insisting on U.S. military withdrawal and control over key strategic locations. This development complicates efforts to broker peace and may influence future diplomatic strategies. Separately, I-24 News reported an IDF official's concern over Iran's nuclear ambitions. Without the removal of enriched uranium, Israel might face another military conflict. This underscores the ongoing tension between preventing nuclear proliferation and maintaining regional security. Finally, JTA covered the attack on a nun in Jerusalem, sparking calls for increased protection of religious minorities. Hebrew University expressed concern over rising hostilities toward Christians, highlighting the need for interfaith dialogue and tolerance in Jerusalem. Turning to business and markets. First, Walla Business reported 112 hours ago on an urgent call to halt the Israel's Basket campaign. Consumer groups allege that the Ministry of Economy is promoting misleading information, raising questions about regulatory practices. Separately, CTech highlighted 114 hours ago that despite a boom in Israeli high-tech, there is a decline in R&D jobs. This signals a potential shift in the sector's innovation landscape, impacting future growth. And finally, Israel Hayom Business noted 114 hours ago that SAP Israel's Workers' Committee has begun disrupting work. This follows the cancellation of a collective agreement indicating potential labor disputes within the tech industry. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 8 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.